This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Debbie Elliott. This week, the Parliament of Afghanistan voted to grant immunity to all Afghans responsible for nearly three decades of civil conflict. The amnesty would cover leaders of the Taliban and other warlords. While President Hamid Karzai has long promoted national reconciliation, some Afghans, including the president, fear the legislature may have taken reconciliation too far. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson has our story from Kabul.
Almost everyone in Afghanistan has been touched by violence. Millions have lost friends or family members to war. Hundreds of thousands more were maimed, jailed, or tortured. Parliament member Fazal Karim Aimar says it's the bitter price his country had to pay to free itself from the Soviets, the Taliban, and warlords. But he's adamant that no one but Afghans should decide whether anything happens to those responsible for the bloodshed.
When the Americans invaded Vietnam, nobody was tried inside America for this act. By this I mean that if we fought in Afghanistan, we have got the right to forgive each other.
The lawmaker says the only solution to ending his country's strife is a clean slate for everyone. That includes former Mujahideen like himself, or the Taliban and communists, groups he fought against. So Aimar and other legislators passed a resolution Wednesday that calls for immunity for Afghan participants in this country's violent past, even people with serious blood on their hands. Like Taliban leader Mullah Mohammed Omar, head of the ongoing insurgency against the Western-led coalition, or renegade warlord Gulbuddin Hekmatyar, whose forces shelled thousands of Afghan civilians in Kabul during the 90s. Aimar insists the idea isn't to pardon criminals. It's to create a path to peace.
We wanted to express two messages from this act of ours. One is the national message, that is that we support national unity in Afghanistan. And the second is the message which regards to reconciliation.
Technically, the resolution is non-binding, but that anyone in Afghanistan's fledgling democratic government would even suggest a blanket amnesty is hard for many here to swallow. A handful of parliamentarians were so disgusted that they stormed out of the chamber before members held up green or red cards to indicate their vote. Among them was Shukriya Barakzai.
It's impossible, it's impossible, it's impossible. Even 50 years from now, to close our eyes from what was in the past, to say it was just civil war was a mistake. No, there's a no mistake. There was a no misunderstanding. There's a no interfere from any single countries. We are responsible as Afghan.
Barakzai adds the question of immunity must be decided in a nationwide referendum. The parliamentary resolution has also sparked protests from the international community. The United Nations Assistance Mission here said in a statement that only victims can forgive those responsible. Some here also believe the resolution is meant to embarrass President Hamid Karzai into making concessions to former Mujahideen who feel excluded from power. In an interview with NPR at the presidential palace, Karzai said he had not seen the resolution, but he added not everyone deserves forgiveness.
Reconciliation, yes. Pardoning of crime is a very different matter. So that's why I have to see the statement and then make a judgment.
Karzai also denied reports that he had offered an olive branch to Taliban leaders on Monday during a speech to Shiite worshippers here.
I spoke about a principle of forgiveness by Imam Hussein, and of tolerance, and of generosity. It was not a political statement, it was not intended for any group or anything like that.
Lawmaker Barakzai defends Karzai's stance, but she says the president needs to weigh in on the resolution, whether it's binding or not. If he doesn't, Barakzai predicts it will widen the gap between Karzai and an already disillusioned Afghan public. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.